Okay. If someone has to carry, or if you had to carry a heavy load and you were going to tell somebody about it, what would you say to them? You'd say, I've got to, this heavy load.
I've got to carry it.
Okay. Would you ever use haul or,
Oh, yeah.
So haul.
But there's something else that the Easterners use. What's that?
Tote.
Tote. Yeah.
But Easterners use that. People don't do. But you would not only say carry, you would say,
Haul. Okay. Carry or haul.
Okay. Earlier you mentioned about riding your horse over to see your girlfriend. When boys and girls are young and they're dating each other, are there other words that they would use besides boyfriend and girlfriend? Do they ever call them anything else in relationship to each other? Is there another word for girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know.
How about if a boy takes a girl to a dance? He would be her what?
Date.
Okay. Would you ever use the word escort?
Not in our language.
Okay. Good. Okay. What kind of local fairs or parties or community celebrations do they have around here?
Well, they have down at the park, they have just senior picnics or something like that.
June Fest.
Do you mean for families?
Yeah, for everybody. Just for the whole.
June Fest.
Rodeo Parade.
Rodeo Days is the second weekend in July. Then they have Burro Days. That's the last week of August.
What is Burro Days?
Oh, they've got some guys that get together and they have a burro and they have a certain route that they go and.
Have
a race, and whoever wins the race gets $50 or something or other.
Really?
It's quite exciting, I guess.
The man and the burro run together. So,
is he riding the burro?
No.
Yeah.
Pulling.
Pulling. Runs with it.
You have to load it down like a miner would have with the shovels and all that stuff, and then leads it into town or tries to.
And it's called Burro Days. Mm-hmm. I bet that is funny.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah. And those old burros, they get stubborn and
just want to sit down, don't they?
I think that the trail is about 10 or 12 miles, something like that. So.
Well, the women's, honey, and the men's is 20.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they go up here in these hills, up in the back roads. There's no pavement or anything. It's just dirt roads.
It goes from here up to where the pipeline goes out of the river up above here.
I see.
And goes over into South Park, where Aurora gets all its water, and the road goes up to that, and then it cuts across country, and then back, and they come back in on the same.
I see. Okay. And you mentioned another one called Rote?
Well, they've had what they've called, they started out years and years ago calling it Lettuce Days, and that's when the farmers raised their own lettuce and stuff like that, and then several of the farmers got together and they barbecued a beef and had the lettuce and everything was free, and then they had a little rodeo afterwards.
Okay.
And then after they quit raising lettuce and everything, well, then they just call it Rodeo Days now, and the Lions Club and the Legion put it on now. And they have a nice parade on Saturday and then rodeo Saturdays and Sundays.
Now, at the rodeo, what do they do? What is the rodeo?
Bucket part? Horses and races and Brahma bulls and
calf roping.
Takes about 2 hours in the afternoon.
Where do they do that? Downtown?
No, they have a rodeo ground out here.
Okay.
About a mile out of town.
Okay.
They have bleachers and nice place for it.
Yeah. I'm wanting to see one awful bad before I go back to see. So you say it's the second week in July?
Second weekend. Uh-huh.
Second. My wife and I may just come up here.
You would.
Be fun.
You'd really enjoy it, I think.
I'm thinking, well, I